This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 205. If you're listening on 1120 AM, check out 98.7 FM. Comes in really nice in my car, like up and down Highway 40, up and down Highway 44, even stretching out into some of the more outskirts. And if you download the Odyssey app, you can listen to every show, you can pause, you can rewind, you can do all sorts of things. And of course, thank you to all of our millions of people out there who podcast the show. Very much appreciated. Rach joins us for the 2 o'clock hour. You got to hear most of that. Anything to add?
Oh, not really. I mean, I appreciate what everybody was saying. I have the most boring take on the halftime show ever, which was that I liked it, but it wasn't exciting enough to where I'll ever go back and watch it ever again.
Huh.
Like a couple years ago, Rihanna did the Super Bowl, and I've seen that like 3 or 4 or 5 times because I just thought that was such a great performance. But Kendrick Lamar, you know, he did fine. It was all right. It was totally fine. If I would have like paid to go see that show, I'd be okay with it. But did it feel like a Super Bowl halftime show to me? No, it did not. Yeah. Low energy, like Wheels was.
That's a great description, though, because he was good.
He was good.
There's no questioning how good he is, how successful he is. It sounded great. Of course, it's recorded, but as we learned last week, was it you two the only one that did it live?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure since then, but yeah.
Yeah. At least as of that time.
Greg Haglund was saying that they were the first.
Yeah.
And I love SZA. I mean, oh my gosh, I love her. That was cool to see her. As you know, she's from St. Louis. It was cool to see her on that huge of a stage. But yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Wheels, you're just telling us that off the air that the city of St. Louis has a new plan for the snow.
Yeah, they're actually going to try to do stuff.
Oh, cool.
So they sent out an announcement, or I guess yesterday they were talking about it and acknowledged, look, we know we made some mistakes last time. Yeah, by not doing anything and sitting on your asses. So at least it sounds like they're going to pre-treat some main roads in advance in the next couple of days. So, you know, there's a victory of some kind. They're saying, though, that like residential streets are not going to be taken care of. Apparently, the problem is the plows that they have are too big to fit down most residential streets, and the smaller ones won't be here till next year, which, again, understandable, but maybe should have made that known and, I don't know, contracted out with some people to do that for you, because I see plenty of plows and people who have smaller trucks that could, I don't know, like after the fact, maybe get in there and do some help. But I know there's, liability issues. Well, yeah, fine. So just trap people for 2 weeks.
So I guess the city has never been plowed. I mean, the city streets have always been the same size.
Yeah, the residential streets have never been plowed, to my knowledge. I've been here almost 10 years. I've never had my street.
Yeah.
And I've lived in like 4 different places in the city.
But it's also true in other big cities. I don't think anywhere gets to all the residential streets. Like, if you go further out, if you go west, like, I mean, where I am, my neighborhood gets done, but I don't think it's being done by the city.
I think it's like neighborhood association.
It could be the HOA. It might be the county. I don't know. But I mean, it's also not as big a city as St. Louis. I mean, where I live is not a big city. You know, like that inside, like in Chicago, they're not going to get to all the residential streets there either. You know, you can't do that. It's too many. We all understand that. But there are still things you can do.
Razor's Edge?
Yeah, I actually have fast food news that I wanted to do so badly on Friday because I am excited about this fast food news. So we're doing fast food news for Razor's Edge today. The first thing I want to talk about, you guys know I love my Son of Baconator from Wendy's. Wendy's is launching a $3 Son of Baconator deal through March 16th of this year. Anyone can get a Son of Baconator for $3 at participating locations. You do have to use the Wendy's app, go online at wendys.com, or just mention the deal at the counter. They're not going to just automatically give it to you for $3. But if you're in the know, you can get a $3 Son of Baconator.
What are they usually?
I would say like $6 or $7, you know, so this is a pretty good deal.
I don't like that game they're playing.
That you have to know the deal in order to get the deal?
Yeah, just give it to people.
Yeah, I think that's I would rather pay $3 extra than be like, I am aware of the deal, sir.
You should be like, so Wendy texted me and told me.
Because if I said that to them and they were like, we don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? What deal? I think I would simply have to just run outside.
Never come back.
Just run outside and never stop running. You just see me fade off into the distance. Never heard from again.
Isn't it better, though, than like having to have the app? I appreciate that they let you mention it at the counter because many of these places are like, no, you have to do it
through
the
app.
That's
true. It's better than
the deal doesn't exist.
I get you there.
Yeah.
That is I'm not going to lie. That's a good point, Rach, because there's so many places that, like, I have a few of the fast food apps or whatever, but maybe I think two. But like, I don't want 25 fast food apps on my phone so I can get every deal.
I witnessed what you're talking about one time when I was pretty small, and I don't remember the station. I don't remember the advertiser, but there was a radio advertisement that if you came to this radio event and you said, like, Jim Trenary Ford's number one in my book, you got a free who knows.
Right, right.
And my dad went to the event and took me with him to get it. Mm-hmm. And he went to the radio personality, which I'll never forget, and he was like, it's free food. He goes, hey, you got any of them free eats? And the radio personality, this like middle-aged guy, puts his hand up by his ear and goes, can't quite hear ya.
Oh, no.
And my dad's like, yeah, you're giving away that free eats. And he goes, can't quite hear you. And my dad refused to be his monkey.
yeah.
And was
respect.
Mad all the way home.
I got to take your dad's side on that.
He's like, I didn't fight the Great War to
respect.
Yeah.
Tell that idiot that Jim Trenary Ford's number one.
Well, yeah. I'm with your dad.
Why did he show up then?
I don't know.
If he wasn't going to do the thing.
I was like 8, and I'm just like, I don't think this is going
well. I agree with him. Why should you already showed up to the place they said. You're already responding to the advertising, and now you got to be their dancing monkey?
I had another one featuring Frances Glover,
where
she was in love with Gary Collins. He was this blonde, handsome guy that was on, he had the Gary Collins show, and he was on something else. And he came to Alton Square, and we went.
Ooh.
And I saw a side of my mom I never wanted to see. I never wanted to know it existed. My mom was less than 5 foot, less than 100 pounds. And I watched her shove through a whole lot of woman meat at the Alton Square Mall to get to the very front and start talking to Gary Collins. And I'm just... She left me just standing by Olga's kitchen.
Dave, just have an Olga. Have
I could have been trafficked and she wouldn't have cared. Yeah, that was my experience.
Gary Collins guy is probably pretty cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of Wendy's, they have revealed a new Thin Mints Frosty. This starts Friday, February 21st. So if you are a Thin Mints fan, you can now get a Frosty flavor.
I think that's sort of like cilantro. Like, I like it. I like, you know, chocolate, mint, chip, whatever. So I would enjoy one of those, but so many people can't stand anything minty.
I like a very little bit. I like a little pinch of
I'm good with it, but it's got to be when I'm not going to eat anything else for a while.
Yeah, I feel you.
I don't like
it's
it.
Not something you have with a burger.
Right, right. Or if you're like having it for dessert or like, you know, it's the holidays, I always pass on those because like, I'm probably going to have another cookie or something here in about 20 minutes. I don't want to mess that up.
McDonald's is bringing back the Shamrock Shake.
Ooh.
And they're saying that Grimace is going to reunite with his Irish uncle, whose name is Uncle O'Grimacy. So he has spent decades out of the spotlight.
That's offensive. I can't put my finger on why,
oh
but that's
my
offensive.
Gosh, no kidding.
Uncle O'Grimacy, come on now.
Do you guys remember Uncle O'Grimacy? He came out in 1975 to promote the Shamrock Shake, but he hasn't been seen since the mid-80s.
Oh my God, that's like Luigi Spaghetti-O.
Was he, was he hiding in an IRA safe house?
Yeah, I was going to say, what happened to him in the 80s?
He's been in prison?
He's been in a British prison for 30
Uncle
years.
Grimacy. He's all hard now.
He comes out with tattoos.
Uncle Grimacy had to go.
Teardrop.
Uncle Grimacy had to go into hiding after the car bomb.
What will you do if they run the commercial and he's like, hoity toity?
I'll sue.
Yeah, that'd be great, though.
IHOP is bringing back chocolate strawberry pancakes as the pancake of the month for February of 2025. This is four chocolate chip pancakes topped with cheesecake mousse, freshly sliced strawberries, more chocolate chips, and a drizzle of chocolate sauce and whipped topping. That's a lot going on.
This will tell you all you need to know about me. I'm still mad at them for IHOB.
Well, yeah, that was stupid.
I'm mad at them because it's not good.
Oh, it's fine.
What's not good? Oh, IHOB.
Yeah,
good.
I just think it's.
Oh, I like them.
I think it has fallen off significantly. It suffers from the thing that a lot of breakfast places do, which is where they drop like a slice of bacon and a scrambled egg in front of you, and they're like, "All right, $18," and you're like, "That's a piece of bacon and, and an egg," like.
It's always been pricey.
You sure you're going to IHOP?
I'm quite certain.
Little Caesars is baking new bacon and cheese crazy puffs. Maybe you saw the commercial for them
during the Super Bowl last night.
Handheld bites of pizza crust filled with a blend of melted mozzarella and Munster cheeses, cheddar cheese sauce, and pizza sauce, all topped with applewood smoked bacon, a drizzle of butterly garlic flavored sauce, and a sprinkling of Parmesan cheese.
They're the best.
Why are they so good?
I don't know.
And so cheap.
I'm struggling with this no carb stuff, guys.
Yeah.
Everything she has said this segment, I'm like, gotta have it. Yes, gotta have it.
Oh, man.
Yep, gotta have it.
I'm not trying to rub it in. Seriously, I'm trying to empathize, but man, hearing about pizza has to be the worst.
It's tough, especially those Caesar's puffs. Oh my gosh,
yeah,
they're so good.
Because pizza would kill me. If you had said to me you can't have pizza for 6 months, I'd be like,
I knocked the wind out of myself just trying to talk about it.
Okay, one more fast food news story. KFC is launching a $7 Mike's Hot Honey Chicken box and a $25 Fan Favorites box as part of their new Mike's Hot Honey Fried Chicken lineup.
Who's Mike?
He makes the hot honey.
Gotcha.
Hot Honey to you.
The $7 deals are probably what we're most interested in here on the DGS. You can get a 3-piece original tenders recipe with a drizzle of Mike's Hot Honey, or you can get a 2-piece fried chicken with the same thing. They're just going to coat it in some Mike's Hot Honey. Look, I fell into the Mike's Hot Honey like excitement, and I ordered some.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got it off of Amazon, so I don't know if I just got like a weird bottle or something. You know, it can happen like that. It's not that hot. So if you're intimidated by the heat, I would say no worries here. It mostly just tastes like delicious honey, to me anyway. Maybe I got like the mild flavor or
something. I have five different styles and brands of honey at my house, and I've never used any of them. I'm a honey sucker for some reason. I see these things. I bought one that was like $30.
Whoa.
It was made at this one farm
where they
had a wildfire, and there's a hint of it, and I'm like, oh, I have to have that.
Yeah.
I got to get the last one.
And it came in. I'm like, who the hell ordered this?
Have you even cracked it
burnt
open?
Honey.
No.
And honey doesn't go bad. That's another nice thing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Bring it in here. I'll take it. I love honey.
I do love honey.
Oh, look at all you wanting my honey.
We're all honey suckers too.
I feel a hunger. It's a hunger. 224 DGS. Sitting here laughing at myself. Rach is asking on the break if I'm okay. You know how every now and then I have something that I've written down. I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
I can't tell what it says because my handwriting is serial killerish. And I've written down Ham is Ted.
Ted Lasso?
I don't know any Teds.
Yum.
I don't like ham. I have no idea what this means. I'm sitting here reading this, and then I realize it's ham-fisted. I wrote ham-fisted, and I'm for the life of me trying to figure out why ham is Ted. So,
why is ham Ted?
Yeah, because it's ham-fisted. I had a friend over the weekend, I won't tell you who, but you can probably figure it out, ask me a question that was so stupid I didn't know the answer to it, and I intentionally didn't Google it, but they were asking, can you call 911 for a pet?
I would think no.
I would think no, too.
I don't think so.
And then they said, well, that's a great business. Someone should have ambulances for pets. Like if you have a 100-pound dog that needs to get to a vet in an emergency and they're not cooperating, you can't get them in the family truckster, there should be a business for that. And I'm like, well, you should start it. But isn't it amazing how someone can ask you a question like that, but it's so not true that it makes you wonder, maybe I'm just wrong. Maybe you can call 911 and they'll come pick up your poodle.
Maybe this place is crawling with pet ambulances. I've just never noticed.
And I just never knew it.
I will say, since my daughter works in the field, you can call any emergency vet. That doesn't mean that they're going to come out and get you, but they can tell you how to do, what to do.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. And if you call a regular vet, they will just direct you to an emergency vet.
Right. So if you're, even if it's like it's an emergency, if it's off hours, there are emergency vets everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
Yeah. They might not. It's not like they're going to be like, okay, we'll send out a person to pick you, but they will at least be able to tell you what to do and give you some help.
It's good.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about vis-a-vis Trump's executive orders? Because they bring him that big stack, sir, this one has to do with this. And he signs it all with big flourish. Sir, this has to do with this. Behind the scenes people, he would have no idea how to make those fancy looking diploma looking executive orders that he signed so publicly with so much Trump behind it. There's some underling who he said, here's what I want to do, probably his chief of staff, who turned that into a proper sounding executive order. He didn't write it.
No.
A smarter person wrote it. And that smarter person didn't put together that little binder. An underling did.
Mm-hmm.
But without that, you wouldn't have the kabuki theater of him in the Oval Office doing all that stuff. If he were just him based on his talents, wouldn't have a tenth of the impact without all those people working beneath him.
Dude, the staffers do everything
at
every level.
At every level.
Like every senator, senators aren't writing laws.
No.
They've got staffers that are lawyers that are doing all those things, and they're obviously getting some of it from lobbyists.
Everyone, like yesterday, Kendrick Lamar, how many hundreds or 1,000 people put that show on?
Oh.
I was just thinking about the behind-the-scenes people that you just don't see.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. Like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Money dead.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. That's what they need to do for the next Super Bowl is bring back the oldest surviving entertainer they can.
Eddie Money died 5 years ago.
No, don't bring him back.
Yeah,
that would be weird. Just like a tour of like octogenarians. That'd be pretty cool. Who's the? Hey, Bernie. By the way, sorry.
Hey,
being rude.
I saw Eddie Money in concert like twice as a young Bernie.
Nice.
Yeah, it was all right. It was a former New York City cop, I think.
Yeah, he was.
I remember seeing him on a Saturday morning show. Back when I was just starting to be really fascinated by music and drums, and he was playing probably that one, and just being like, "Oh man, this is cool."
Yeah, he had some good ones, man.
Yeah, he did.
Two tickets to paradise.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he had. He was one of those guys that you're like, I don't know if you would like go through his records, you'd be like, I don't know if there's like 20 good songs, but there are 8 really good ones.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. Yeah, which is a career. Yeah. Burn the obvious. What'd you think of the game?
I thought, you know, Philadelphia played almost a perfect game. I see there's no such thing as a perfect game, but my goodness, they didn't give the Chiefs a chance to do what the Chiefs have been doing all year, which is to, you know, hang tough. Don't let things get out of hand. Stay close enough. Then Patrick Mahomes will figure out something at the end to win it. And, you know, I said it Friday, you know, there was no doubt that Philadelphia was the best team in terms of talent, but it still came down to whether, you know, anybody could sort of get this resistance the Chiefs have put up just by winning so much and the way they win. And it's simple to say, I mean, the Eagles erased all doubts about their superiority, and I thought their defensive game plan was pretty much perfect. I thought Jalen Hurts basically moved up now into the hierarchy of current NFL quarterbacks. I mean, it couldn't have gone better for the Eagles. I mean, it was just a resoundingly dominant performance.
It's So it happens when your big guys are better than their big guys. Like,
oh, yeah.
We all, and I mean, I don't mean you and I, Bernie, but I just mean like all of us around football. We spend a lot of time on guys like Mahomes, and understandably, because they make all the spectacular plays. And normally, a quarterback is the difference, but he's only the difference if you can keep him standing and give him a few seconds to do something.
Yeah, I was digging in numbers like I always do. And the two worst games that Mahomes has ever played in the postseason, you know, it's almost like people forget. There was so much shock about them getting destroyed yesterday. It's like people forget Tampa Bay did the same thing to the Chiefs at the end of the 2020 season in the Super Bowl. That one was 31-9. The two things that were almost identical about those games, Tampa Bay rushed four defensive linemen, never had to blitz because they knew their four guys would be all over Mahomes. That's exactly what happened. They flustered him, hit him, sacked him, just punished him. And then Philadelphia did the same thing yesterday. They rushed four. They didn't have to blitz. They could play an extra defensive back. They, you know, whatever the Chiefs tried to do, they just couldn't get away from those attack hounds up front. And it was the same thing that Tampa Bay was able to do after the 2020 season.
Bernie, is it something that the Philadelphia Eagles figured out that other people hadn't, or they just had the horses to do it?
They had the horses to do it, and they also had a new offense. Compared to the last time they played 2 years ago, they had a new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. They had all kinds of new players, including Saquon Barkley. And they had added all kinds of defensive reinforcements early in the draft, you know, so, and they also signed some great free agents. And some of the guys were under the radar. So, no, they took what was a really good team 2 years ago, and they made it great through their roster additions. And in that regard, Howie Roseman, their general manager, really deserves a lot of credit because he built a monster of the team. I think it just needed validation by winning a Super Bowl.
You know, it's interesting, too, because there were people, if I remember last year, that were getting sick of that group. You know, a year ago, there were, and again, I understand the sports world is fickle, but this is kind of my point. Like, sometimes you just have to let things play for a little bit. You know, I mean, like, last year was not considered a successful year for them. It wasn't a bad year, but there were people there like, is Jalen Hurts the guy? Do we really trust Nick Sirianni? Because there was a lot of buzz, even early this year, Bernie, that Sirianni was maybe a guy on thin ice if the season didn't go well. And now you look at it a year later, and not, all those things seem silly to talk about.
Well, you know, they were 11-6 last season, but what happened was they totally collapsed as a team.
Yes.
And there were there were all kinds of issues in the locker room. I mean, open conflict.
Yep.
AJ Brown, you know, making no bones about it, he didn't like the coach. Sirianni did what a lot of young head coaches do. He went into this protective shell. He kind of withdrew from the team. His personality totally changed. So the Eagles were wondering, well, wait a minute, you know, has this guy kind of lost his marbles? Because that's what happens to young head coaches the first time there's some adversity. I've seen it. I saw it at Rams Park, unfortunately, too often. But to Howie Roseman's credit, he said, no, we're going to stick with this guy. But he needs better coordinators. I got to give him some help. So that's what they went out and do. But Sirianni was a pretty unstable dude late last season.
Yep.
I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't just X's and O's. He kind of lost the team, and anytime that happens, it's a dangerous sign.
Right, and it does speak to, you know, the smarter teams and the stable teams don't just keep changing horses,
right,
and they don't just look at any sign of adversity and say time to move on. They trust what they put their work into. You know, they believed that Hurts was going to be a good player despite some of the friction, because some of the friction was about him. And, you know, I know AJ Brown has not made it a secret either that sometimes he doesn't get along with Jalen Hurts because he's not getting the ball the way that he wants to. He's a receiver. Receivers tend to be sensitive about that. But the people that are in power, and in this case, you know, ownership in Philly and Howie Roseman, those are the guys that stuck with it. And I think too often in football, especially, people bail too quickly and they don't give things a chance.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of times they do that with teams that aren't real talented. They blame it on the coach.
Right.
Sirianni had a talented team, but there was a lot of dysfunction. And I think the fact that he got to the Super Bowl in 2022, you know, certainly gave them the feeling, we got to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. But we got to get him some help, and they got him some help. And the other thing, too, the veteran leaders on that team stepped up and basically went to the coach and said, look, last year was weird. We got your back this time. Don't worry about it. Let's go win a Super Bowl. So it was a happy ending. But, man, there was a lot of turbulence along the way.
For sure.
So we had an interesting conversation in the KMOX talent office today, just very offhanded. Someone asked someone, so has baseball, is the season started yet? And everyone had a different answer. Like, when you think the season starts, Byrne, when are you like, okay, it's baseball time?
Once they start the exhibition games, but let me just say this. About 2.5 to 3 weeks into that, I'm bored. I'm ready for the regular season to start, you know?
Yeah.
I the ceremonial rite is when they start playing exhibition games, and that's pretty exciting. And then they start playing guys that nobody's heard of, you know, and it's like they're using 13 pitchers in a game. And so it's all good. They got to go through that. That's part of the process. But I get bored with that after a couple, 3 weeks.
I'm a weirdo. To me, it's the minute the Super Bowl is over. That's baseball season. Super Bowl's over, baseball season.
Except nothing's going on in baseball.
No, nothing's happening. It'll be guys throwing bullpens here in a couple of days. That's all it's going to be. Yep.
Yeah, that part doesn't excite me anymore, Kev. You're an old catcher, so I understand.
I know, I'm a weirdo. I know.
No, you're an old catcher. I understand.
Yeah.
Is it a relatively new thing? Like, okay, pitchers and catchers show up first, and then the position players show up a week later, and now it seems like everyone is there even before it's time for pitchers and catchers.
Yeah.
No, I agree. That's been a big change. I think it's not everybody, but most of the players get there before they're actually, ordered to do so to speak.
Yeah, I think some of it's the modern culture where getting to work early is kind of the way guys like to do it. They want to be ready on day one. They don't want to get ready in spring training. They want to be ready when they get there. Mm-hmm. But I also think some of it is facilities are just so much nicer than they used to be. And especially when you can go down to Jupiter, Florida in the middle of the winter from wherever you happen to live in the off season and spend an extra week or two there and get ramped up, get to know your new teammates, and it's nice. And the facilities there aren't done yet. Like, they're still being built, but it's still nicer than most anything you're going to find anywhere else.
Okay, stupid question. When we were in high school, we had voluntary practices because the coaches couldn't be at them because of Illinois State high school sports rules. Are there coaches down there the whole time, before pitchers and catchers?
Oh, yeah, they're all down there. Jose Oquendo lives down there.
So there's no prohibition against, hey, you guys are starting too early.
They just can't be – players just can't be required to be there.
Okay.
And it's going to be a lot. Next off season is going to be even better because with all the changes being made in the player development system, the hiring of coaches, instructors, consultants, everything else, with the new regime moving in, there's going to be there's going to be all kinds of instructors available for the players who want to go put some work in during the off season.
And they're really like if I understood some of the reporting from down there already from Derek Gould, and obviously Matt Pauley will be able to let us in on that. He's there. He's getting there today, and we'll be doing Sports Open Line from there tonight. But they're breaking ground on a lot of work. They're redoing the whole Roger Dean Stadium facility for the Cardinals and for the Marlins. So they will have better tools, better actual physical places to be, cages, weight rooms, all that stuff is going to be absolutely updated, between now and I would think at least most of it by next year. Right, Byrne?
I think so, yeah. Hey, can I interrupt? Because I want to ask Dave Glover something.
Yeah, man.
If it hasn't been, you haven't talked about it already, but I haven't had a chance to listen because I'm way behind on work today. Is John Hamm catching any flack for sort of being Mr. Chief yesterday? What's the feedback? Any?
We had a little discussion about that, and we were mostly surprised being a St. Louis guy. I know he's Missouri, but being a St. Louis guy and there being so many celebrities from Kansas City that some people from Kansas City are a little bit salty that they picked the St. Louis guy, but I've not heard anyone going off on John in particular.
Well, I mean, good for John because no one should go off on him, but I just know the way so many people, and they're in the minority, are so touchy and salty about the fact that St. Louis and some – well, a good amount, judging by TV ratings, like the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I thought Hamm would be in danger of like getting excommunicated from the St. Louis Church or something. You know, that he'd be told don't ever come back here again. So I'm glad to hear people are taking it okay.
Yeah, I didn't see much of it on Twitter either, coming from the St. Louis side of it. I saw more of it from Chiefs fans being like, "What the hell?
Yeah,
this guy's never been in anything."
Well, doesn't that tell you seriously? And I am being serious about this because I've seen so many people ostracized for even saying something nice about the Chiefs in St. Louis shamed and you know, put on a guilt trip and ripped. Doesn't that tell you about just how enormously popular John Hamm is in his hometown?
Yeah, true.
I love that. I like the fact people, hey, man, it's John Hamm. We love the dude no matter what.
So I'm an interesting study in that because I didn't jump on the Chiefs bandwagon, you know, when we lost the Rams. A lot of people did. But I also get it. Like, yeah, they're Kansas City, it's Missouri, and they're right there. And I get why people did it. I just didn't do it.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. You know, and I will say this because I've often wondered about it. And by the way, we're not going to know right away because it would take like 3 or 4 bad years of Chiefs football for this to happen. But I wonder how many people that are not, say, Kansas City area fans or longtime Chiefs fans, I wonder how much of the popularity of the Chiefs in St. Louis is just due to the fact that they win and win and win and win and win.
Yeah.
I wonder how much fan support they'll lose in St. Louis if they go into a dive.
When you think about the timing of it, that really went. So what was it, Bernie? It was about four years after the Rams left, 5 years after the Rams left, that the Chiefs really started this era.
2018.
Right. So you had a little bit of a time where people let calm down and, you know, got away from that whole horrible thing. And then the Chiefs started getting really good. And I think that was probably the perfect storm of people calming a little bit. And then this great, fun team with a great, fun quarterback right down the road draws the attention. Because if they stunk, if they were a 4-win team, I don't think you have a lot of people here going like they did.
Yeah, the Rams left after the 2015 season. The Chiefs drafted Mahomes in 2017. Then he became their starter in 2018, and they've done nothing but win ever since.
Right.
So, yeah. St. Louis never had a chance to see a really bad run of football by the Chiefs after the Rams left. They really haven't. I mean, so it would be, like I said, it'd be totally different if they were going 5-12, 5-13, you know, whatever. It'd be a lot different, I think.
Yeah.
253 DGS. And I said something to Wheeler I've never had the thought before, but after talking to Bernie about spring training, and I've not even been to spring training as a fan, much less as a Cardinal, I played every sport as a kid. I played one through college, and it just made me think, I loved baseball practice. I loved it. I didn't dread it. There was not a lot of, like, running, you know, wind sprints and things like that. I was pretty good. I just loved the rhythm of it and taking batting practice and get one, get two. Football sucked. I hated football practice. Hated it. Track, believe it or not, was too easy. You just laid on the pole vault pit and got a tan and ran real fast a couple of times. Baseball was chef's kiss.
Yeah, when you're a kid, it is. Like, the older you get, the more demanding it gets. What you're saying is 100% true. As a kid, there was nothing. I loved it. To be out there, the worst case is you're a little bored, shagging fly balls, so you're clowning around with your friends. You know, like,
which is so much fun.
Yeah, it is. When you get older, depending, I guess, on the position you play, there's work to be done.
I never got into the work part.
As a catcher in college, oh my God, I was spending 90 minutes to 2 hours a day catching bullpens. That's work, man. That'll wear you out. But it still was fun. Like, I mean, it's still because I was into it. I wanted to be good at it. And I wanted to get better at every little thing you're looking at. But yeah, it's a different thing. Every practice is different as you go up. Except football always sucked, from what everybody told me. I never played organized football. I didn't mind basketball practices when I played. I mean, we did some running, but you know, at that time in high school, I ran cross country in the fall, so the running and basketball didn't bother me. But I liked just going through the drills and running offenses and doing all that because, it was my chance to actually play because in games I didn't play very much.
Rachel, did you ever play organized sports?
I played volleyball for a couple of years, but it was at my Christian school, so we just played other Christian schools, so it was like a very small type of thing. But yeah, I mean, I definitely can relate to like the dread of going to practice and running. We had to jump rope for like a couple minutes at a time, and then you'd rest, and then you would do it again, and that was a big one. Like, you have to count your jumps and try to be better than you were yesterday.
Football especially sucked for me individually because I was the second string tailback, and we had a really good team. It was the best team they'd had in 20 years in 1982. It went to state, the whole bit. But in practice, I was on the second offensive team that would play against the first defensive team.
Right.
Who were
you take all the beating.
Yes. Yes. And they would sometimes even tell you what play they're going to run.
Yeah.
Here comes 22 power. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep.
Am I the only one who thought of Andrew last night whenever the marching bands came out on the field?
No, yes, but I thought of him when Trombone Johnny or whatever his name was.
Trombone Shorty?
Yeah, there you go. When he was playing and he had a tuba guy, who's like, hoot, 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 hoot. I'm like, that's what Andrew did. That's what he did.
He didn't do either of those things.
Kind of, sort of.
It's like a tuba, right?
It's tuba-ish. It's got a brighter, it's more sound like it's more akin to a trombone. Than a tuba. It's not as low as a tuba. It's not as big as a tuba. But sometimes you do get stuck with the higher end of the bump, 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 bump.
See, he can still do it.
See,
after all these years.
We're not on the field.
Still got it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes, and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.